poverty on the decline, and Jamaica's economy estimated to have grown over the first quarter of 2018. Stay tuned to hear more. I'm Anthony Morgan, and this is Going for Growth. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, says the country's real gross domestic product, GDP, grew by an estimated 1.2% for the January to March 2018 quarter when compared to the corresponding period last year. Speaking at the Institute's quarterly press conference recently, the Director General, Dr. Wayne Henry, said among the reasons for the positive outturn was the resumption of production at the Alpart Alumina Refinery during the October to December 2017 quarter, as well as increased tourist arrivals.
This positive outturn largely reflected the impact of, one, increased in external demand from Jamaica's main trading partners, which supported increased exports of some goods and services, particularly tourism. Two, increased hotel room capacity and air seat capacity, which facilitated growth in stopover visitor arrivals. Three, increased capacity utilization, especially in the mining and quarrying and manufacturing industries. And four, major infrastructure works.
Dr. Henry adds that the goods-producing industry grew by an estimated 3%, with all industries recording improvements in real value added during the review quarter.
This performance largely reflected the impact of increased demand, improved weather conditions, and increased capacity utilization.
The mining and quarrying industry grew by 25.5% from January to March 2018, making it the top-performing sector over the quarter. This was due to a 28.7% increase in bauxite production.
Alumina production was 27.1% higher, reflecting the resumption of productive activity at the Alpart Alumina Refinery since October to December 2017. This resulted in an increase in the average capacity utilization rate at alumina refineries by 13.2 percentage points to 61.9%.
Other sectors recording growth in the goods-producing industry were construction up 1.5%, manufacturing up 1%, and agriculture, forestry, and fishing up 0.5%. In the meantime, the services industry expanded by 0.7%, reflecting real value-added increases in all industries. Meanwhile, the PIOJ is reporting that the economy is estimated to have grown by 0.8% for the 2017-18 fiscal year. The goods-producing industry grew by 0.3%, while the services industry increased by 0.9%.
The industries which recorded the largest growth during the year were mining and quarrying, up 4.7%, hotels and restaurants, up 4%, construction, up 1.2%, and manufacture, up 1.1%.
For the April to June 2018 quarter, the economy is projected to grow by 1.5 to 2.5%. This is based on the anticipated strengthening of most industries relative to the similar quarter of 2017. The country's economy is expected to grow by 2 to 3% for the 2018-19 fiscal year. PIOJ Director General Dr. Wayne Henry says this projection is based on the anticipated recovery in the agriculture, forestry, and fishing industry, as well as significant expansion in output in the mining and quarrying industry. And the PIOJ says in 2016, the overall poverty rate declined by 4.1% relative to 2015. The poverty rate for 2016 was at 17.1%, representing a second downward movement since 2007. The poverty rate for the Kingston metropolitan area fell by 2.4% to 11.9%, while rural areas recorded an 8 percentage point decline to 20.5%. However, other towns registered an increase of 1.3%, moving to 16%.
The decline in the poverty rate for 2016 may be attributed to GDP growth, low inflation, increased employment, and higher levels of remittance inflows. The main economic factors accounting for the overall decline, the country's GDP grew by 1.4% in 2016. This was the fourth consecutive year of growth. Agriculture, which accounted for 7.3% of GDP in 2016, grew by 12.9 percentage points.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Dr. Wayne Henry. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Morgan on behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week when we'll again be going for growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.